This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Another American icon has passed away. The American author Toni Morrison, the first black woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, has died. She was 88 years of age. Her publisher said that Morrison died Monday night at Montefiore Medical Center in New York. In their citation for her Nobel Prize in 1993, the judges hailed her use of language and what is called visionary force. 5 years before winning the Nobel Prize, she won a Pulitzer Prize for her novel Beloved, in which a mother makes a tragic choice to kill her baby daughter to save her from growing up in slavery. The horrifying mass shootings this weekend in the U.S. have attracted conspicuous attention now internationally. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has condemned the two mass shootings that claimed the lives of at least 31 people in the U.S. this week. Bachelet endorsed strong gun control measures to preempt such attacks. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations Human Rights Office warns hate crimes appear to be on the rise in the United States, noting an increase in violent attacks against synagogues, mosques, churches, and LGBT people. The spokesman for the UN High Commissioner, Rupert Colville, says authorities are responsible for ensuring their actions do not promote negative stereotypes that lead to violent outbursts.
We're concerned that these types of messages not only stigmatize and dehumanize minorities, migrants, refugees, women, LGBT, and the so-called other, but they also leave targeted persons and communities vulnerable to the risks of reprisals and attacks.
Colville tells VOA it is too easy to attribute gun violence to mental illness. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday, according to South Korea. The launches came as North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement slamming joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. From the United Nations today in Switzerland, North Korea envoy Zhu Yong-chol.
Despite our repeated warnings, the United States and South Korea have finally started the joint military exercise targeting the DPRK. This is an open denial and a flagrant violation of June 12th DPRK-US joint statement and the last year inter-Korean declarations.
It warned Pyongyang may abandon nuclear talks. Britain is joining the U.S. in a naval security mission to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has seized three foreign ships in the waterway, through which more than a fifth of the world's oil supply travels. The Pentagon said it welcomes British participation in the patrols. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said one day after the U.S. placed a full economic embargo against Venezuela, the U.S. can now sanction anyone who supports the government of President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Monday to freeze all Venezuelan government assets in the U.S., the toughest sanctions on Maduro's government so far. Bolton spoke on Tuesday in Lima, Peru, at a summit on Venezuela.
I don't like to speak with respect to a particular company, but I would say to the board of directors and the shareholders of any American companies, is it in your corporate culture to engage in commercial activity that supports a brutal dictatorship? Is that really how you want to be known?
Bolton said the U.S. is sending a signal to third parties that want to do business with the Maduro regime. Proceed with extreme caution.
So basically, one way to summarize this to a business, for example, is do you want to do business in Venezuela? Or do you want to do business with the United States?
Bolton called on world leaders at the International Conference on Democracy in Venezuela to take tougher action to oust Maduro. A mass transit strike in Hong Kong Monday turned violent, with protesters erecting street blockades, occupying tunnels, and attacking police stations. Police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. They made dozens of arrests. Matthew Chung Kin Chung is the chief secretary for the Hong Kong administration.
The pressing issue before us now is to restore law and order and bring Hong Kong back to harmony. That is the number one issue we've got to tackle. It's a matter of great concern.
The protesters are calling for the resignation of Hong Kong's pro-Beijing chief executive, Carrie Lam. She says she will not step down. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1.